the work of the hospital was very much the work of the university as well. Both were intended to serve the greater good, and to do so at a very high level. And so there's a kind of synergy, if you will, that will continue into the future. It would be completely restored so that it sparkles just as it did when it was originally built. There will be an expansion, but within it there will be aspects that will remember the past, if you will, in a number of ways. There will be the Waverly Wall, a kind of museum, if you will, that will capture in photographs the history of the active hospital. In addition, there will be the Institute on Civility. We are really concerned about making a contribution to improve discourse in the public spaces as well as at work. And so this institute in some ways will be a permanent memorial to the Emmanuel Nine. There will be some artwork and artifacts that will remember them. In addition, there will be the Palmetto African American Hall of Fame. It will be a legitimate Hall of Fame, very much as in sporting enterprises, where African Americans who have contributed significantly to the state in particular and the nation writ large will be housed here. We also have a program in environmental justice that will be housed here, as will the Dickerson Green Seminary. There are some healthcare related things that I'm not at liberty to discuss right now because they're still in the negotiation phase.